From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The U.S. may be paying too much for food in Iraq. The Pentagon spends billions of dollars to provide meals to the U.S. military. Now, the Justice Department is looking into allegations of corruption and price gouging. The Wall Street Journal reports today that government investigators are looking into possible kickbacks and sweetheart deals involving many of the same food companies that stock supermarket shelves here in the U.S. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, can you tell us a little bit about some of the companies involved?
Sure, you're right. These are big, familiar food conglomerates, Sara Lee, Perdue Farms, and ConAgra, along with one of the prime contractors for supplying troops in Iraq. That's a Kuwaiti firm that's called Public Warehousing, although they changed their name to Agility recently. All these companies deny that they've done anything wrong and say they're cooperating with investigators. Sara Lee and ConAgra say that the Defense Department has told them that they're not targets of the investigation, although ConAgra admits that it has received a subpoena for its sales records. The lawyers are looking at food deliveries, meat, vegetables, bakery items, over the last 3 years. And what they find are allegations of excessively high prices being charged the taxpayers, kickbacks between contractors and food companies, and possibly improper influence over what brand names of food the Pentagon is ordering. And that can raise eyebrows because in some cases, the military procurement officials used to be executives at the very food companies that they're now giving contracts to.
John, exactly how much money is involved in this investigation?
Well, the contractor got a $3.5 billion food supply contract in 2005, and that made it the 32nd largest government contractor that year. The Project on Government Oversight keeps track of these things, and General Counsel Scott Amey says the federal government now outsources $400 billion a year to private businesses.
The government, and this dates back many, many years to the Clinton-Gore administration, wanted to make the government work more like the private sector and like companies do. So we've cut acquisition workforce staffs. We don't do as much diving down and negotiating the best prices that we possibly can because those were seen as kind of the red tape in the system. And the taxpayer ends up kind of losing in those deals.
John, any possible solutions to all of this?
Well, it's interesting. There's a new poll out today that Americans give the federal government a failing grade for management efficiency and responsibility. So the watchdogs say that if the government's going to privatize services that taxpayers buy, there needs to be more government management and oversight of the contracts, closer scrutiny to make sure that the contractors are operating, who operate in the name of taxpayers, negotiate the best deals and aren't getting under the table payments to pay retail rather than wholesale.
Thanks so much, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.